Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The swine flu vaccine has started arriving in Massachusetts in large quantities, and the state has lifted restrictions on who's allowed to get it. But those changes come as the H1N1 virus is on the decline, as is the public's interest in getting vaccinated. To talk about all this and about why health experts say we shouldn't assume the swine flu is gone for good, we turn this morning to WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer. Sasha, good morning, and thanks for coming in on Monday.
You're welcome. Good morning, Bob.
The state says large-scale public flu clinics will begin in early January, but two recent clinics in Boston had prepared for 10,000 people to show up and only got 1,900. So what's happening? Just a few weeks ago, people were desperate for the vaccine, but now they don't want it?
Well, there does suddenly seem to be this widespread sense that swine flu is yesterday's news, and that makes public health officials really nervous. They say that, yes, the number of H1N1 cases in the state is now down to about half of what it was at its peak. But there's still a lot of swine flu out there, and it's possible we'll get another wave.
We've already had two waves, one last spring and another in recent weeks earlier this fall.
That's right, with a slight lull over the summer. And we don't know if there's going to be a third wave or even a fourth wave or more. Plus, remember that a typical flu season runs through April. So the public health message is that this is not the time to let your guard down. Here's how Barbara Ferrer, who heads the Boston Public Health Commission, puts it.
People very easily can become complacent and think, you know, I didn't get vaccinated and I didn't get sick, so I have nothing to worry about. But it's still really, really early to be saying that this outbreak is over. And I really hope that people continue to wash their hands diligently and stay home when they're sick, cough in their sleeves, and most importantly right now, get vaccinated.
Also keep in mind that the Christmas holidays are a prime time for the flu to flare up again. People will be getting together in large groups and kissing and hugging, and that gives the virus an ideal opportunity to spread. So although this sounds kind of Grinch-like, Dr. Ben Kruskal says it's best to keep some distance. He's the director of infection control for Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates.
If you have any inkling of illness, consider staying home. Certainly don't shake hands or kiss the relatives, much as it may be a hardship. For people who aren't sick, I think that it's wise to try and cut back on some of the physical contact.
So if it's not a hardship and you have a relative or a friend you just, you know, sort of really can't stand, you have the perfect reason not to embrace them or give them the peck on the cheek.
Exactly.
Talk about the vaccine itself. There was a vaccine recall last week. Tell us more about that.
Right. There was a recall of about 800,000 pediatric doses, but that was not a recall over safety concerns. It was due to the discovery that the doses had lost their potency. So health officials continue to say the H1N1 vaccine is safe.
And pretty soon there'll be enough for everyone and the right strength.
There may be more than enough, actually. You know, Bob, every month I go to a big public meeting at the State Department of Public Health. And even back in October, some of the folks there were talking about the possibility that there could eventually be swine flu vaccine surpluses.
So after all the waiting and the frenzy and demand of the last few months, we might have unused vaccine on the shelves?
It's possible.
Last week, the state said the vaccine is now available to all Massachusetts residents, not just the high-risk medical groups like pregnant women or children. Will that make a difference? And I ask because people have been finding ways to get vaccinated even if they're not at high risk.
That's true. They have. That's because many doctors and clinics didn't want to turn away anyone who wanted the vaccine. So in that sense, the lifting of restrictions is a little anticlimactic. But it does make it a lot easier now, for example, for a whole family to get vaccinated at the same time. And that's without having to feel sneaky or like they're jumping the line.
What if you think you've already had the swine flu? Should you still bother to get the shot, get vaccinated?
Public health officials say yes, you should. John Auerbach is commissioner of the state's public health department, and he says even if you're pretty certain you had H1N1, the safest thing to do is get the vaccine.
We assume that most people this fall who had flu-like symptoms had H1N1, but we don't know that with certainty. So what we're encouraging is that anyone who has not had a laboratory-confirmed case of H1N1 should be vaccinated.
And what about the seasonal flu, Sasha? Has that arrived yet?
So far, all the flu virus in the state that's been laboratory tested this season has been H1N1. So there's no sign that seasonal flu is here yet, but it should be arriving any day now.
Well, I guess we look forward to that. Thanks a lot, Sasha Pfeiffer.
You're welcome.
WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer.